Well, it's what day is it? It's Saturday the 15th of November, and it's about 12:30 PM, and the sun's finally broken through that har, lifted it, and it's very pleasant here in the garden. What I'm doing is what I planned in my morning thoughts this morning was to do some some therapeutic work around the garden. That is in tidying up the front of the house, getting all the pots with the plants that I've went over moved round to the side and rear of the house, and then tidy up the front. A nice therapeutic task. So I thought I'd take you with me. So what I'm doing now is I've just come along from the back door, heading east, and turning due north through the Wrought Iron Gate, which is open, but if you want, I'll reopen it. There you go. So I thought I'd take you on a wee binaural tour. So one of the things I'm going to do today is I'm going to top up the pond. Every week I drain off quite a bit, couple hundred gallons of water, and then top up with fresh water. So I have to pull the hose out from here. This is my conifer evergreen part of the house, by the way. It's my favourite part of the garden, even though I do love the rear when the birds are singing and that, but anyway, no matter. I've got some beautiful ferns in this part of the garden. Quite a good selection, probably about 20 different ferns. There's one below me, I can't remember its name, and it's as glossy, its sheen is on its spawning because of the har. Anyway, let's go with the hose. Take the hose all the way around to the front. Past the back of the Volvo, right across to the wall. There you go. And then double back and take this across to the pond. But I'll do that later because it makes quite a bit of noise splashing. So some of the pots that I have to move are small. I'm just adjacent to my beautiful granite water feature called The Flame, with its blue LED lights. Runs 24/7 this. And it's just gorgeous at night time when it's showing that blue flame of water. Anyway, so a lot of wee pots which I can just carry. Now I'm heading along betwixt the conservatory and the pond. Pond to my right, conservatory to my left. Turn the corner, and this is the tight side of the house, and where I am just now is actually where my turtle house used to be for the pond before I got rid of my koi. So now I have quite a start. It's about 6 foot across to the fence. House to this side now. Fence to that side. Back out. And I'll be picking up a few pots, but what I want to do is let you hear how I move my big pots about. And I've been doing this for years, since my son left many years ago. He had a good skateboard, and he didn't want to take it with him. So he says, I'll just leave it. And I thought, well, what I'll do is I'll get rid of it. And then I thought, wait a minute, I've got a great idea for this. And so I kept it, and it's hidden away behind the conifers where the hose reel is at the side of the house. And I'll let you hear that in just in a minute. This is all monoblock, this area. Well, except for this bit, which is just what we call pea gravel. But that's the face of this side of the house anyway, because it's what we call the blind side of the house. Parks on the other side of the fence. So I'll dig out a big pot, a hosta that has gone over. I'm now ducking in below the weeping larch tree that I've had for years, and it's the most gorgeous tree in the spring and summer. And at this time of the year, it drops those needles. It looks like masses of coconut fibre. It's about the best way I can describe it. But now that I'm in below it, still loads of needles to come off, and it's a nuisance because it's at the front door, so you're constantly trailing these in and out the house unless you use the back door. But I've got a handful of stuff that's just right below me, and it's just that lovely earthy, fresh conifer smell of it. That would actually make a grand wee bird's nest, you know. But I recycle it, I put it back into the tree space, pile it up during the winter, and the extra stuff goes into the garden. Loads of moss on some of the branches here, the lower branches that don't see the sun at all during the summer. So anyway, let's dig out this hosta. I'm going to have to lift it first to get out the little tree and knock down about a million needles on top of myself. But anyway, so the hosta's now on the skateboard. So, a bit of a nice sound as it trundles along the Vorna blocks. And the great thing about this is, within reason, I can steer it just like as if I was standing on it. Tight turn. Hit the gravel where the skateboard stops. Oh. I never did skateboard. I never ever got the hang of it. Mind you, I was getting on in years before my son had a skateboard, so understandable. So that's the skateboard part of things. I have one more to do, but I'm going to do that later because it's way over here at this corner, and I have a plan for this corner, so the skateboard will remind me. I have one big pot here. It stays. It's far too big and far too heavy to go anywhere. Just stays there for the winter. So yeah, loads of wee pots to lift. I can manage one in each hand at this point because they're smaller. This doesn't take long, to be honest, you know, and I won't bore you with me sweeping up leaves, because I've listened to people recording while sweeping up leaves. There's my wee Japanese man, Japanese for the koi pond, you see. I have to put him somewhere safe for the winter, and there will do. Yes. I've listened to two or three people record the audio, you know, as in speaking, when they've been sweeping leaves, and it doesn't work. The leaf sweeping's far too intrusive. Now, if it were just leaf gathering, like with your hands, like this, you see, that's quite pleasant. I think, is it? I'll have to play it back to here. But yeah, sweeping leaves, in other words, brushing leaves, while you're talking, it doesn't work really. It doesn't work. So really, I've not much more to do at the front now. That's as in moving pots. So the next stage will be the brush coming out in a 2 or 3 minutes, probably. Well, there's still the hose to fire into the pond. Some bits of polythene here, and paper bags that managed to get into your garden and then blow over, you know. Put these at the side of the garage just now. I'll put them in the front of the garage. Right. It's my watering can that stays here to water the plants, but it's also to top up the flame when the water level goes down. There's a reservoir on it that holds about, goodness grief, it must hold about 20 or 30 gallons. It'd be surprising with the splash out, as it were, how much water it loses in a day. So constantly having to top up. But I don't mind, because that in itself is therapeutic. And also because I like to sit when I look out the house, my big chair, through the glass doors into the conservatory and out through the conservatory glass, and see the blue flame dancing in the darkness. And if I let the level drop too far, it's just a wee bubble and I can't see it properly. So it's not the first night that I've come out, shoved my sandals on and come out here at 9 o'clock at night just to top up the reservoir, as it were. So that's all the plants that's going to be removed, the ones that remain. In fact, now that I'm in, I can see there's a fern here that I've completely forgotten about. It's from Binny Plants, where I'd usually buy my ferns, out in, near the town of Uphall. And I've completely forgotten that the fern was in there, and it survived well, done well. So that'll give it a feature during the winter. Now, as I said, there's one bulbs that are coming up, would you believe, in a pot that's stuck away at the back. I have to get that out, because I've got to dig out the leaves from there. Do this one here. Alright, so that's all the plants away from around the... Let's get this one out too. This is a conifer, but it's quite big. Right, that's me. And I've dumped this as well. That's a bird, a wee shallow tray, about 15 inches across, that the birds love to drink and bathe in. It's on top of an old chimney pot, you know the old clay chimney pots, the red ones, that I bought years ago. Perfect for sitting amongst the planted pots, because you don't really see it, but you see the wee bird bath on top. So, put that on top of there. This wee one, oh, it's come out of its pot. There you go, that's better. And my Japanese lantern, one that's been blown over, put that back on top of the pond. Right there. I've two or three Japanese lanterns, these two, this one, which you can put a candle in. No, actually, you can do both of them with candles. So I have this one, this is a real heavy one, and they sit out all the time. They're wonderful. I keep forgetting to put candles in them. They're also handy for holding the hose while it's firing into the pond as a weight. So we'll do that now. Put this one in here. And then I have to go, pardon me, if you want to come with me, I have to go all the way back round to the side at the back of the house to turn the hose on, because I'm wary of hoses blowing off. And I did have a tap here, but I broke it in the summer and I haven't got round to replace it. So what I'm doing is, I've patched it round to the rear tap, which is a new, fairly new one. Okay, so, turn the water on, go all the way back round the front. This is what I love about my garden, it varies, it's totally different than different birds. This side, where I've just walked through, that's my tactile side. When you walk up, if you walk from one end to the other, you can't avoid your arms and your legs touching bits of ferns and other trees and shrubs. And I just love it. And then when you do touch something disturbing, you often get a scent off them. Okay, so now we're firing the hose into the pond and putting a cast iron lantern on top to hold the hose in place. When I had the koi used to love coming up and swimming directly below the jetty water. In fact, the harder the jetty water that went in, the more they would swim into it. I guess it was their way of getting, I don't know, maybe a shower. And that might sound daft, but it's not daft, because it's probably an inbuilt mechanism for parasites, you know, that would cleanse their skin. The parasites wouldn't be able to withstand the force of the water or the different kind of water that's blasting in, if you know what I'm trying to say. But anyway, so that's that. I'm now about the sweeping up stage. I do miss my koi, by the way. I'd like to say that, I do miss him. I didn't realise just how much I would miss him. So every time I see this big empty space here, this bit in here, where the main pipes come out that fed the filter, two big slide valves, 3-inch pipework. It's still there because I still need it to be there. Well, it's buried in the pond anyway. They still need to be there for me to discharge water whenever I need. So I do this, although it's handy to have this space, I do miss having my koi and my filter, because I used to come out into the filter shed sometimes and spend an hour or two just doing things, pottering away, as they say, like a potting shed, but in my case it was a filter shed, so I'd be filtering away. Anyway, so I'm going to grab a brush now, and I won't bore you with, I'll bore you with about 5 seconds of sweeping leaves, and and then you can go. Probably went already, to be honest. There you go. And even at this stage, I have a reconstituted stone planter, a small one. It's unusual in shape, about 2 feet across the regular shape, and it's alpines that's in it. And there's actually one flowering just now, even at this stage. It's a beautiful five petal star shape, violet, pale violet flower that's on it. You wouldn't believe, eh? These alpines, they flower even in rotten weather like this. Anyway, here goes your 10 seconds of leaf sweeping. Start below the weeping larch tree. I guess that's probably about enough. You'll be totally bored by now. And that's all I'm going to be doing for the next half an hour, I guess. But I do love doing it. It's like shoveling snow. Although I don't want snow, when I'm shoveling snow, I just love it. It's so therapeutic. But I don't want it. How mad's that? Okay, gotta go. Stop this recording. Unfortunately, I've got to deglove and find my way in through these layers. Oh, it's not, it's in this pocket. My god. I hope it's still on. Maybe you hope it went off. No, would you believe? 17 minutes in, it's still going. Oh dear. I'll tell you what's here. Just as I walk down here, this evergreen part of my garden, which is a pathway, a bonner block pathway, which curves in different shapes, so you can't see from the front to the back, if you were, and that's about 16 yards. And as I said, it's conifers, ferns, rhododendrons, mostly evergreen stuff. But I have wee things hidden, including a skull from a deer. I don't know if it's male or female, but it's in there, and it's there, and it's been hidden by the leaves. My wee skull, which can be spooks the odd person. But on my right hand side is a male stag, about 2.5 feet high. And on my left, and on the other side of the border, the other side of the path, is my female stag looking across to the male. They're both looking at each other in different configurations, that is. My wife bought me those, one year, one the second year up north. And they're lovely, but I do have loads of wee hidden things in here. And if we ever have kids around, which is few and far between, you know, with family or friends, I often ask them to go up the garden and tell me what they can spy, because I tell them there's things hidden. The skull usually spooks them. Anyway, gotta go now. Looking forward to the spring. It's quite a pleasant day now. And as I said, this is evergreen, this garden, so it's just, and it's at different layers. It starts off low and builds up, and even in the depth of winter, this is a lovely part of the garden to be in. Yes, I call it my secret garden, but strictly it's not secret because you can see it from the front of the house, but there you go. Anyway, cheerio bye there now.